Now, should we be limited to 50 miles per hour in our cars in an attempt to reduce air pollution? The limit was reduced on the motorway and on stretches of the A Road in December in Wales. Now the Welsh Government has confirmed the restrictions will stay permanently. Should we be forced to slow down to improve the air we breathe? The writer Tim Hedgley with us today. Morning, Tim.
Good morning.
Morning.
Steve.
And Dave Atherton. Morning, Dave, the commentator. Good. Morning, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen.
What do you think, Dave?
Oh, blimey. Yeah, I believe the main problem is nitrogen dioxide, nitrogen oxides, I think, which is obviously poisonous to people who live in the area. The background to this was in 2001, when the World Health Organization wanted to reduce CO2, carbon dioxide. And what happened was they skewed the licensing of cars, which made diesel cars a lot more affordable. And that's the reason that nitrogen oxide has risen in this country over the last few years. It was basically comments of the government. They've created a mess. I just think this 50-mile-an-hour limit will just create more mess.
Tim?
Well, if the government created the mess, then I think it's incumbent upon responsible members of the public to drive more slowly and efficiently to reduce the CO2 emissions.
Really?
I think it would be certainly preferable. I know in Bristol that they're considering banning all diesel vehicles from the town centre in order to reduce emissions. So I would much prefer a limit imposed on me of 50 miles an hour than a total ban.
So, up the motorway at 50?
Well, if that's what it takes to protect the environment for the children coming behind us, we can't live just for today. We have to think about our children coming tomorrow and our grandchildren. So if the world needs to reduce CO2 emissions, yes, it's going to be a pain in the backside to have to crawl along the motorway at 50 miles an hour. But if it means we've got a planet in 10 years' time or 20 years' time for our grandchildren, then that's a pill we're going to have to swallow.
Well, what about civil rights here? What about the affordability of cars? Not everyone can go out and sell their diesel to somebody else and immediately go out and buy a petrol car at the same time. You know, these things cost literally thousands of pounds. People might not have the money. Also, we all pay our taxes to drive on the road, so surely it's our right to do so as we see reasonably fit.
Yeah, of course we have a right to drive on the road as we see fit. But if there's no planet left to drive on, then it's going to be a moot point. There'll be no point.
Well, indeed. By the way, let me also add as well, in Portsmouth, they reduced the urban areas down to 20 miles an hour from 30, and it actually led to a rise in accidents. You know, and I'm pretty sure.
How would it lead to a rise in accidents going slower?
For simple reasons, people don't concentrate anymore. There's actually some evidence. For example, in Swindon, where they got rid of the speed cameras, and accidents went down because people are concentrating on the road. They're not concentrating on their speedometer.
Well, I must admit, when you talk about the 20 miles an hour and bus lanes, for example, I think that the bus lanes in Belfast are probably causing far more CO2 emissions because you see the queues of traffic now trying to leave the city centre. Yes, we did have queues before, but they're not as acute as they are now. And you've got diesel buses going up the bus lane and one or two diesel buses to 400 or 500 vehicles.
Tim, you're rather for proving my point. The government sets out a policy, which is a failure, but it introduces another policy, which is a failure, and then the government wants to go get another policy, which is bound to be a failure on their past record.
Absolutely. You know, you do make some good points, and particularly where you say the government have created an absolute issue. Well, of course they have. They're useless at introducing policies that clearly 2 or 3 years later turn out to be utter rubbish.
Here's Alan in Belfast. Morning, Alan. Sorry, Dave. Tim. Stay there. Both of you. I interrupted very rudely there, but I wanted to squeeze in Alan in Belfast. Go on, Alan.
Yeah,
Good morning, Steve. Look, I drive quite a modern, large Mercedes car.
Well, there's no need to boast.
I can drive at 70 or 80 miles an hour and still get 50 miles a gallon or very close to it. Where if you have some guy in an older car, if he drives at 30 miles an hour, he'll still only get 35 miles a gallon. And the truth is, the difference between 50 miles an hour and 70 miles an hour is peanuts whenever you count the emissions that's been fired out from the likes of China and different places. You know, we're focusing, and look, this will be another way to tax people. This is what it's all about. Getting more money off the driver, off the motorist, and miss the whole fact that...
It's about protecting the environment, isn't it?
Well, if you want to protect the environment, how many council areas are putting charging points outside people's houses for them to have electric cars? None.
What do you mean? You can't put a charge point outside everybody's house.
Well, do you want to protect the environment, or do you want to get taxed? Which one do you want?
What?
Do you want to protect the environment? Because if you want to protect the environment, that's what you'll have to do.
Don't be ridiculous.
You drive up and down England, Stephen, and you're over quite a bit. Drive up and down England, call in at any of the stations. There's fast chargers for electric cars.
Yes.
There are none. There are none in Northern
Ireland.
That's
not true. I see a charger thing outside, what do you call it, the old Robinson Centre there, whatever it's going to be called.
Yep. There,
Montgomery
there,
Road, there's one there.
But I'm talking about fast chargers. I'm talking about a Tesla fast charger that you can sit in, plug it in, and 20 minutes later be fully charged and do an hour 300 miles.
Well, there's none of them in Northern Ireland, is there not?
No, apparently there's one near Dublin.
How have you moved this conversation on to electric cars? We're talking about speed limits here, aren't we?
No, we're talking about pollution. And the two of them are linked. According to the government, according to these people who want to stop people driving at a reasonable speed, they're saying that you have to do this to protect the environment. No, protect the environment. Stop us driving any diesel. Stop us driving any petrol. Put electric points in. Or even better, stop big industry firing out all the pollution that they can do. And let us drive whatever we want, because we're at peanuts. Honestly, it's not worth counting.
What do you think about the speed limit debate?
The speed limit is nonsense. It's 50 mile an hour. I've already said I can drive at 80 mile an hour and get 50 miles a gallon. I'm going to save another 5 miles a gallon. Are we then going to say, right, okay, you can drive at 70 mile an hour if you're driving an efficient car. If you're not driving an efficient car, we'll put you off the road. Because that would be more efficient.
Tim?
It doesn't make sense.
Well, number one, you shouldn't be driving at 80 miles an hour anyway. You'll not only pump out the pollution, but you get three tickets on your tail. I don't really think that driving at 80 or 70 it certainly does pump out more CO2. And if you know, we've all been told driving at 55 miles an hour is roundabout the most effective way in terms of miles per gallon. So it's not a case of us being taxed, or we're actually going to save money because we won't have to buy as much diesel. And if we don't have to buy as much diesel and petrol, then we'd be saving money in the taxes that we pay through the petrol and diesel tax charge.
Stephen, could I come back there?
Yes.
If we all drive at 50 miles an hour and we buy less fuel, the government will have to find another way to tax us, or else they won't be able to afford education, they won't be able to afford the hospitals or anything else, because it's our tax that keeps things going.
Yeah, the unfortunate problem that we have is that the planet, although the planet doesn't tax us, we need to leave a planet for the people coming behind us. It's not just about taxes that we pay today, and the throwaway society that we have today doesn't really help the future of the planet that my daughters and my grandchildren will have. We can't just ruin it. We've seen, you know, the extremes of temperatures, weather, rain, all these things. These things are all linked to climate change. So we have to pull back, and I would rather be driving at 50 and have the planet for an extra 30, 40 or 100 years than blowing it all today.
Stuart in South Belfast. One moment. Morning, Stuart.
Hello, how are you doing, Stephen?
Well, I'm having to listen to this lot.
How would you
be doing?
Stephen, I was speaking to a mechanic.
Yes.
He was fixing my car from the local garages. He says that the filters on the new diesel cars coming out are even better than the petrol cars.
Really?
Yes. And they're actually thinking the government has had a talk about actually changing things with their saying about the diesel car, that they could extend the life of the diesel cars on the market. But if you're driving an old diesel car, you will pump out the fumes. And if you're driving an old diesel car at 50 miles an hour, you will pump out the fumes for longer.
Really?
Yes. So it's not about saving when you're saving the fuel. You'll be pumping the fumes out longer because it's going to take you longer getting to your journey.
Sure, thank you. And Colm and Craigavon. Good morning, Colm.
Morning, Stephen. My problem is that when I drive on the motorway and dual carriageways, I have got into the habit of putting on my cruise control at 70 miles per hour, and everybody passes me. Everybody passes me.
Oh, really?
There is no one staying at the speed limits
yes.
in Northern Ireland.
Well, that's dangerous.
They are crackers.
Yeah, it's dangerous, and you know we shouldn't be joking, and we're not,
joking
about speed because speed kills.
If I had a dash cam web on and was able authorised to hand it into the PSNI, I surely would, because I could get fines. I could keep the economy of Northern Ireland running for a year on the fines that I could use.
Yes.
Well, very briefly, in Germany, where they have motorways which are where you can do whatever your car can do, there is no evidence of places that have higher speed limits are any less safe than countries that have lower speed limits.
Paul and Tandragee. Morning, Paul.
Morning, Stephen. How's things?
How would you be? How would things be with you if you had to do this?
I tell you the truth. My whole thought is, well, we have to do what we're told to do, and that's the main thing. But I think what we have to realise is a lot of these fuel-efficient cars, A, they're just too expensive to buy.
Electric cars are... The price of electric cars will come down in the long term, like everything else, won't they?
Well, it is indeed, but if you look like for like, my wife's looking to buy a small electric car. Now, if you buy the petrol equivalent, you're talking about £8,000.
Yeah.
The electric equivalent is £18,000.
More than double the price?
Double the price.
Wow.
Sure. And the laugh is that you don't own the battery, you have to rent the battery out.
That's right.
So the other thing too is, I think if you look at these fuel efficient and environmentally friendly cars, the actual cost to manufacture these cars is horrific. You know, the CO2 emissions for making a lithium ion, it's just absolutely horrific. If you look at the strip mines that they're using to actually mine them, mm-hmm. you know, it's doing more damage than anything. Why don't we go back to, you know, diesel cars using vegetable oil that they were originally designed to when the first diesel engine was made? Why don't we go to more high-efficiency dual fuel or LPG, or there's different types of fuel sources we can use, but we can't tax it because they're too green.
Okay, Paul, thank you. Dave, thank you. Tim Hedgley, thank you very much indeed.